The Burrito Radio Show is brought to you by 2B1 Entertainment.
Welcome to another episode of the Burrito Radio Show. This is your host, 2B1 Energy, and today we're talking respirators. Mask. So here today to talk about respirators, who actually has one and utilizes one, name is Jason Szymanski. Szymanski has been using a respirator for quite some time, but let him talk about it. Welcome to the show, Jason.
How you doing?
Okay, and so please do me a favor, describe this respirator and what a respirator does.
A respirator prevents toxic chemicals from getting into your lungs. And you can get different, you know, levels of respirators. You can get a cheap one or you can get an expensive one. But it's generally used for safety purposes when you're using toxic chemicals.
And how often do you change the filters?
I would say if a good one will last for a year.
So, for example, a person can wear a respirator probably for 12 hours in a day, right? Every single day at work, right? Up to 12 hours.
I suppose you could.
Right.
If you had.
But at the same time, it's a very uncomfortable feeling.
It can be over time. It can get uncomfortable, yeah.
Okay, so when it comes down to the quality of keeping the chemicals out, that's good for the chemicals. No chemicals are going out or coming in, and you're able to actually have what they call, you know, your senses still. But to wear it time and time again does something, right? As far as like seeing every single day.
Yeah, I would imagine if you wore it every single day, eventually your lungs would become weaker, and you're definitely limiting the oxygen that you can take in with the respirator.
Okay, so if you're limiting the oxygen that's coming in, but at the same time, once you're done with your job, you remove the respirator, you get your quality oxygen back in, right? When it comes down to a mask, how come you don't wear a mask when you do your job?
I could wear a mask. It really depends on how you know, if you read the danger portion of the chemical you're using. There's usually instructions on how to use it, and if you read the safety precautions that they put on products, it'll suggest what type of mask to use. Now,
do you ever operate without a mask, even though you maybe
sure.
should?
Yeah.
Oftentimes or not, or about 50-50?
More oftentimes than not, I'm not using a mask.
And what's the reason why?
It's just, you know, it's uncomfortable over time, and you know, you can build up a tolerance. But I wouldn't suggest it.
When you say build up a tolerance, it's because of what you do day, week in, week out, as well as so your immune system has actually strengthened from some of these toxins that you actually can not really concern yourself in getting
that
physically.
I don't know. I don't know if it's strengthening it. I would say I probably should be wearing one more often.
And how often do you go to the hospital because you didn't wear one?
I've never gone to the hospital for not wearing one.
You've never gotten sick?
Mm-mm.
So really, like I said, the tolerance of you building it would probably help you, like I guess, you know, but at the same time, your tolerance for it has actually allowed you to operate, not
sure.
necessarily like 12 hours a day without it, but a certain amount of time period.
Sure.
Depending on the job, right?
It really depends on the person, you know. Some people have different levels of health. So, say you have asthma,
right,
and you're working with a toxic chemical, you should wear a mask,
right?
If you're
a mask or a respirator,
something. At the very least, a mask. I would say a respirator would be even better. But if you have healthier lungs, you probably get away with not wearing it as much. But over time, if you're really inhaling some hardcore toxic chemicals without a respirator, it will damage your lungs.
Let me ask you now, let's get straight to the point. Do you feel like, number one, a respirator would be necessary for a person to avoid themselves to get this virus? Would it be necessary?
Necessary?
Yes.
It depends. Again, it's another kind of where you are question. And
is it more for preventing, or is it more for
It would help. It would help. I mean, long story short, it's not going to help.
But a person doesn't want to keep on wearing it over and over and over again.
No. But they definitely want to, you know, if they have asthma or something along those lines, it's a good thing to have, I think.
Right. But if a person, let's say, has a surgical mask, right, mm-hmm. compared to a respirator, it's not as effective, right?
Again, you know, if you have a cheaper surgical mask, you know, it really depends on the quality of the product, mask or respirator. So
when you use let's say you use a high quality mask, you don't smell the fumes or you don't taste the.
No. Where even a relatively cheap one, you could probably do a good job of keeping your.
But it depends on what you're using. Like for example, you're just.
Oh, sweet.
Like, you know what I'm talking about? Just depends on the element. So,
right.
For example, I was talking to somebody about digging in, like, you know, some copper fields, copper thing, and all of a sudden you have all this copper coming into your filter, which would be more dust, right?
Yeah, I mean, like a coal mine, for example, like coal miners.
Right.
They wear
respirators, right?
They're required to wear respirators.
And they're in hot environments.
Hot and dusty.
Hi, this is Terry from Amethyst Moon. We'd like to tell you we're still here and open for business. We're located at 8329 La Mesa Boulevard in La Mesa Village. We have some new store hours temporarily from 11 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and we hope to see you soon.
Fresh food for the fresh body. What goes in fresh comes out healthy. Be sure to visit your local farmer's market, and trust me, you'll feel much better.
You are listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
The Burrito Radio Show brings you a new program titled Boxing is Life, brought to you by the fictional character Baba Zande, for entertainment purposes only. Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know, the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today.
Hi, my name is Carol Wilson. I'm the owner of Fitness 360, a fitness boutique studio in Dallas, Texas. And you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
If a person really wanted to protect themselves, they would get a respirator to make sure that they would not get this disease or spread it. But being that surgical masks have not been known to be proven to not get the disease, like I said, it's one of those things where if you really didn't want to get the disease, you would actually get a respirator. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would help.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt. I don't think it'll hurt short-term or long-term, but you definitely can't wear it all the time, you know.
You can't do it all the time.
Yeah, you're definitely going to, you know, it's meant for when you're using the toxic chemical, and then when you're done using a toxic chemical, you take it off. That's what it's meant for. It was never
designed for some type of health preventive person.
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't really ever a thing used to prevent, you know, a communicable disease necessarily. But there are masks out there that you can get that are medical masks that are probably better
for this particular situation.
Yeah. Now, there are medical masks that are respirators, like the one I use. Yeah. I don't really know if they're the same thing or somewhat different. You know, I'd have to do more research on that.
And real quick, do you know anybody that's gotten sick from the virus?
You know, I know people. I know people that know people that know people, but I don't know anybody directly.
But you don't know anybody directly?
No.
Okay, and you're feeling pretty healthy right now.
Feeling pretty good, a little hungover, but feeling normal. Physically.
So we have a respirator user, y'all, right here. He's feel normal. He's feel pretty good. If anything, we're not trying to say go get a respirator, but just remember there's certain tools and elements out there that are much more better than what you're utilizing if you really feel frightened that this you might get this disease. Otherwise, in my opinion, we should wear no mask in order for our tolerance to build up. In order to actually continue on.
Sure, I mean, human biological system is meant to fight stuff off, but, you know, when you're dealing with something like COVID, that's not your standard.
Something that they still can't figure out what's going on.
The thing is, they can't figure it out, so, you know, you're essentially gambling, going into crowds and shit like that, so I think they're doing what they're doing for a reason. It's not a joke, but at the same time, is it overkill? Sure, you could think it's overkill in certain places, but then again, we really don't know what we're dealing with. So is it that? That's why I think it seems like overkill because nobody really knows.
Well, one last question, and I'm gonna let you go.
All right.
Do you see anybody out there coughing or sneezing as if they have this disease? Out of all the people that you came across, have you seen anybody like a steady sneezing, as if they have a virus, like but they're not telling nobody?
It's possible.
But you're not really sure.
I'm not sure. I haven't.
It's not, if it is, not very many people that you've seen.
Yeah. There's the asymptomatic people, though, that kind of, I think, make it pretty extreme and why, you know.
But you don't remember that many people that are seeing, like.
No, I haven't seen, like, in person. But there are. Verified people.
I didn't say that. I'm talking about you personally.
No, you haven't seen
anybody out there coughing or sneezing.
There are sources.
Whether they're wearing a mask or not wearing a mask.
But there are sources out there that are trustworthy.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking if you personally have.
I have not, no.
Okay. This is the Burrito Radio Show. We come with some crazy topics, and we try to get some nice characters to really give us some good beneficial information. I want to thank Jason Shamosky, representing NYC Always. Right?
Go Mets.
Nice. And so we'll catch you on the next time. Hopefully we can catch some other characters to bring on about health awareness. We're talking about natural health awareness here. So remember, to breathe with quality, go find your lungs. Don't worry about a mask. Be concerned more about your immune system and eating the right foods and getting the right health. This is 2B1 Energy. Respect on the oneness of Yahweh.